Abraham Lincoln.
Louisiana Purchase, that's a name.
You need to really get off my balls, okay? I'm gonna kick your ass.
Also, why was Michelangelo so stinky? Ew.
Hello, and welcome to episode 339 of the All You Can Hear podcast. My name is Big Ass Lizard Colt, and I'm going to tackle the first thing I see that's in my territory.
And my name is Ice Queen Wenzel, and I'm going to freeze everything because I want a cold one.
Oh, freeze you up a Dr. Pepper? You're going to have a lot of those. You just go to the factory and chug the vat, I guess.
Yes, sir, because that's the only way I get energy is through the radioactive bile that is soda.
Yummers. Yeah. But yes, you can clearly tell what we're here for. We're here to talk about Godzilla, X-Kong, the love, the romance fan fiction, New Empire. Just kidding. Godzilla fucking hates everyone. He loves only one thing, and that is butterflies. Moth.
Moth, butterfly thing, praying mantis, kind of. Spider.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on with Mothra there. But that's the only thing he truly loves. Everything else he hates. But he is the biggest, number one, certified hater of King Kong.
Yeah, he fucking hates Kong, no matter what. It's fucking hilarious how much he hates Kong.
It is so funny. It has gotten to the point where the internet is eating it up. That is all that we see. At the same time, it's like it's a cross or divide between like Godzilla being the ultimate hater of Kong, and then people just want Kong and Godzilla to make out.
I don't want that. I just don't think the energy's there for that.
Have you never heard of enemies to lovers?
I mean, after watching the movie, Kong clearly wants to have sex with Shimo, and Godzilla loves Mothra.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Me and Colt made a lot of jokes about that at the very end of the movie in the theater.
Just gonna go ahead and say I fucking love this movie. Just get that out of here. I had a lot of fun with it because I fucking love the Monsterverse. I love Godzilla in general, but the Monsterverse, it's when you come to watch the Monsterverse, you don't come for the humans. You never come for the humans. You come for big monsters kicking ass with maybe dribbling some human stuff so we can get like the gist of what the fuck they're fighting for.
Yeah, because, you know, the monsters can't talk, so we're just having to rely on the humans to explain basically the intent and driving force of these giant-ass animals. Yeah, no, I love it too. Like Colt said, I go to the Monsterverse not for anything really. Like, I just go to turn, I don't want to say turn my brain off, that doesn't seem right, but basically that, and I just have a good time, you know, that's all I really come in for, and,
they delivered, they took the human time in this movie. I honestly didn't think it was that bad. They did pull a lot of stuff out of their ass, but at the same time, I don't give a shit, because I am an adult. And I just came here to watch the monkey fight a lizard.
Yeah. Or lizard and monkey fight together against other lizard and monkey.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be talking about Godzilla and Kong for this episode. Spoilers, obviously, if you haven't seen it, spoilers. So this is directed by Adam Wingard. And to give you kind of the general gist of what's going on, this takes place apparently like this takes place. So there was the novelization, and the novelization isn't necessarily canon, but it kind of gives us some details of like what was written before the script or like certain ideas. So this takes place in the future, obviously. In this, King Kong is in Hollow Earth. That's where he's been relocated after the events of Godzilla versus Kong. And Godzilla is still on the surface. Godzilla basically provides balance and protects the surface. He goes around and when he has to, basically just kills any titans that kind of get out of hand on the surface.
And a funny thing is, on the way to the movie, I said, I really hope Godzilla just like does the same thing he did in the first movie, where he just like throws up fire breath all in the mouth of the, what is that thing called again?
Muto,
and like basically rips its head from its body using the heat from his breath. I wanted that, and you know what? I got it. First 5 minutes of goddamn movie.
No,
Godzilla fucks up a crab.
No, it was so funny because like I was like, me and Colt were screaming in the theater when we saw that, because it was literally Colt asked for this and he got it. So Godzilla goes to Rome because one of the Titans, Titan Scylla, the crab squid monster that, if anybody remembers, was in King of the Monsters. He goes to fight and kill it, and he does kill it. And how he kills it is he does the famous kiss of death that he does to Muto. And it's so sick. He blows that fucking thing up. It's so cool. And then Godzilla just stays in Rome for a little bit because he sleeps in the Colosseum, which was confirmed that the reason why he sleeps in the Colosseum like a little cat is because it reminds him of his home.
And it's shaped like a little bed.
It is. Everybody knows that phrase. If he fits, he sits.
Yep. And Godzilla's a cat lizard.
Yep. And there's cool, because there's a bunch of Godzilla graffiti as well. Apparently there was also a Jet Jaguar graffiti in the movie that says punch, punch, punch. So that I think that's pretty cool. So Godzilla's on the surface. Kong is just in Hollow Earth trying to see if there's any other Kong still out there trying to
he's
make
so a lonely he just like dude I just need something I just need someone to like suck me or something, like I'm so lonely.
Yeah, he's so horny. And that's the gist, really. The humans are on the surface doing human shit. Nobody cares about that. and also too, Monarch is in Hollow Earth with like bases and stuff, studying Kong, studying Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is so freaking big too that there's parts of Hollow Earth that are still uncharted. There's a subterranean area of Hollow Earth, which is really cool. I love too how they're going their own way with this, and that basically that Earth is just so freaking massive. There's this giant, like the giant like Hollow Earth itself too, like there's just so much they can do with this universe as well. They still have space shit. I mean, they confirmed, you know, King Ghidorah is an alien. So,
and the fact is, like, when you think about it, with since the there's layers in the Hollow Earth, potentially there's more like land or place where things could be inside of Earth than there is on the outside of Earth.
Yeah, there's like a ton of stuff they could do. I mean, hell, there could be like some kind of molten magma monster in the core, you know? Who knows? So I think like it's really endless what they could do. And I love that, how they kind of set that up. I am glad too that a lot of the Titans are alive, because if nobody knows, there was the comic that basically had Godzilla like fight and kill almost all the Titans on the planet, and then that was kind of canon for Godzilla versus Kong. That's why there's no Titans in there, but apparently they retcon that, so a lot of the Titans are still alive, which is really cool. Except for Scylla's fucking dead. Godzilla
killed. Oh yeah.
And another Titan Godzilla absolutely decimated, that's Tiamat. The reason why Godzilla has pink scales is because there is a dragon titan called Tiamat. She's pink, and he kills her and absorbs the radiation from her body, and that's how he becomes pink. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome how it happens, because since Tiamat's like a snake creature, Godzilla blasts off his laser breath, basically some Shin Godzilla shit, and like cuts the snake in one motion, which, since it was coiled around Godzilla, it acted as if it cut like a knife was cutting up like a cucumber. So basically,
yeah, bunch of pieces floated to the surface. It was pretty cool.
Really, oh, cool. Don't forget the beginning with Kong when he's fighting those I don't even know what to call them, those creatures,
dog
creatures. He rips one in half, covering himself in guts. And Kong, I guess he's too civilized for that. He's like, icky. Yeah,
he has to take a shower. It was interesting too. Kong setting up traps and stuff. They made him really intelligent. It's also crazy. A lot of the creatures share the same facial structure. I don't know if you noticed that, like. Those flying, not the bats, but they're like, they like generate like electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
They have the same facial structure where like their eyes are like super far apart, and like they have a very circular head. I'm trying to think of a way to explain it, but
it's for the predators and shit, so they don't get fucked. Their eyes are in two different directions to keep eyes open.
Sure. We'll say that. but no, that was pretty brutal. I think it's funny though how a lot of the creatures don't have regular blood, except for like when Kong rips apart that dog, it's so brutal, but the blood is green along with the guts. So I just think they did that because they wanted it to be a little friendlier for audiences.
Which I understand, but at the same time, I think it would have been so awesome if they just went balls to the wall and let all the blood be red.
I know. I wish they would have done that. I would love a cut where the blood was changed to red. I would love that. I think it would add a whole nother layer to this fucking movie. But yeah, and then there's a really funny scene where Doug, if anybody remembers Doug, back from... Godzilla versus Kong from Hollow Earth, everybody thought he was like a little baby Godzilla. Doug steals Kong's meal, and it's so funny. The facial expressions in this movie are so just superb. They had to have known. Well, they did know, because it's so freaking funny. Like, I sent Colt, somebody got a slow-mo replay of that scene. They put it on Instagram. I sent it to Cole, of Kong making the most just. It's like the most done, most like sad face after he loses his food to Doug.
And Doug's like super like determined to steal this little dog from Kong. And I guess Kong's like, fuck, it's the only non-aggressive thing towards me. So I guess I'll let him have it.
He just lets him have it. And it's just, it's literally like when you're fighting with your dog, I guess, over, I don't know, something, and they just won't give it up. It's so good. And then also too, Kong thinks he's hearing another Kong, but it's just a frog playing a trick on him.
I think it wasn't trying to play a trick on him. It was just making a frog noise, which sounds a lot like other creature.
No, it's mimicking. I'm saying that, but like I'm saying, it's, you know, Kong.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Kong's horny, so. Lost out on that. I guess we should talk about the human stuff. So,
the little girl that was on the Kong Skull Island that was picked up, I think, in the last Godzilla Kong movie, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's now like 6 years older or something like that.
She's
like 12.
Something, I don't know. And she's at a school. Monarch has made schools for kids who have been displaced or orphaned from the Titans. So there's that. but she doesn't, she feels like she doesn't belong because she is, like, as far as I know, the last of her people. And she's having these weird, crazy, like, visions or whatever, because she's feeling the magnetic disturbances coming from Hollow Earth. Also, we gotta have a Volkswagen ad.
Oh yeah, it's so fucking good. Rebecca Hall's like, you belong with me. Wherever you go, I go. And vice versa. Now let's get in her Volkswagen. She doesn't say it, but it's like a commercial shot of the car.
A complete, like, still, like, 4 or 5 second shot on this car. I respect it.
It's also an ad for Mercedes, because every other, like, military vehicle they used was Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. Brian Tyree Henry is back as well. He's, kind of a conspiracy, conspiracy theorist, podcaster. Yeah. And he's doing shit up there. They're really pulling shit out of their ass, because Rebecca Hall has to go to him, and she's like, I need your help. And it doesn't really, like, give, like, why do you need this random fucker's help? Because
he thinks outside the box.
Yeah, that's my thing. It was literally because it was like, he just thinks outside the box. And then he was like, look at all these other stuff. They have the same, like, readings from this reading. And it's just like, really? Nobody else could have fucking figured this out? You had to get this random fucking dude? Okay, whatever. Kong goes to the surface because he has a toothache.
Yup, his tooth is fucking hurting, and they gotta yoink that shit out and replace it.
He's a super cool dude named Trapper. Oh god, who's he played by? Shit, I didn't look that up.
Cool guy?
Yeah, cool guy.
Dan Stevens? Yes, Stevens.
Dan Stevens, okay. Wow, good job. He's played by Dan Stevens, and he's really cool. He's basically like a Titan veterinarian, and he pulls out that tooth, and they give him a new metal tooth. It's pretty sick. It's just so funny because they're like, we got to get Kong out of here. We got to get him out of here. Godzilla's going to be so pissed. We got to get him out.
Because we do see Godzilla waking up from the Colosseum like, someone's like, something's wrong. I got to go. And he's like smashing through the fucking city, like destroying all the historical buildings just to get to wherever Kong's at.
It's so fun. Like, I can't help laugh every time we see Godzilla get mad on screen, because he's just so fucking pissed.
Only one scene in this entire movie where he has like a happy, like, at peace face.
Yeah. And it's only when Mothra appears. Then after Mothra appears, it's like, okay, I'm pissed again, but not at you, Kong.
Yeah.
God, yeah, it's so fucking funny. Those disturbances, by the way, that Gia, the girl, is feeling, her people aren't completely dead. They are underground, deep underground. There's a whole civilization down there. They're still alive, and they're sending out basically a distress signal because Scar King, obviously the new monkey main villain that we have, is about to try to make his way to the surface world, try to take it over with his his Kong army. He has a bunch of Kongs under his command. But before this, Kong finds this out because he does meet another Kong. We get introduced to the new little guy of the series. And Colt's laughing because there's the funniest fucking fight scene I've ever seen in my entire life is about to come up, where he meets Suko, the little baby.
I thought
Kong.
It was Sumo.
I my bad. It's Suko. S-U-K-O. And you know, he's super cute and whatever, but he immediately attacks Kong. And what does Kong do whenever a kid attacks him? He goes for the kill.
Fuck.
As any adult would, obviously. And he gets led into a trap basically where he has to fight three other Kongs, but because Suko is also determined to fight this full grown, very muscular Kong, Kong decides to teach him a very valuable lesson, and I don't know how to describe it. He basically grabs Suko and just starts wailing on him, like
with like a nunchuck. He's like smashing people with him.
He smashes him on the ground, smashes him against the other Kongs, and then proceeds to throw him at another Kong. And honestly, you would think he would be dead.
Yeah, this little dude gets his ass fucking... It's not just this scene. This little fucker gets his ass kicked by Kong, not on purpose in other scenes, but in this scene on purpose. It's so fucking funny. He's durable as shit.
He is so durable, and it's so funny. I told Colt that I got spoiled for that scene like a day or two prior, and I was like, this can't be real. I'm like, but I have to see this. I have to see this in theater. And holy shit, as soon as it happens, I was screaming to Cole. I was like, this is it. This is what I've seen. This is what I'm here for. Colt wanted the kiss of death. I wanted baby monkey being thrown around like a nunchuck.
God,
then we
so
left
good.
After that.
Yeah, like I, you know, as soon as I saw the face blast, I was like, fuck, yeah, we can leave now. That's it. That's all we need.
Yep. And oh my god.
Oh, I love the fucking football throw that Kong does when the other Kong is trying to escape, and it just makes the like cartoonish funk as soon as it hits him in the head.
I'm trying to think of what movie or show that's been done in before, and I can't for the life of me think of it. Because that's a reference to like a bit from another piece of media.
I think it's something that's fairly common.
Probably. But yeah, well, that Kong obviously doesn't die because he goes to report to Scar King.
Snitch, baby. Fuck you.
Yeah. And Kong takes Suko under his wing, basically doing a whole Kratos thing. Suko does try to kill Kong, where he leads him to a lake where we get a cool fight between Kong and a lake like leech serpent thing.
Yeah, he's over there fucking leaning him to the water, throwing his hands around. He's like, ooh, I'm playing in the water. And he's like doing like nervous looks.
Yeah, and then every time he looks away, though, he gets like a little evil smirk. And I'm like, dude, the facial acting on these monsters is so good. I don't see how anybody can hate this. This shit is so funny. And Kong makes quick work of it. Kong doesn't think anything of it. And then soon they start to develop a bond because he shares his food with Suko, you know, takes him under his wing. And then Suko decides to take Kong to their lair.
And, yeah. The thing is, Kong is a good guy. Like, he cares about things. He's more in the more developed mentally, I guess, monsters. I mean, just don't bite him, you'll be good.
Yeah, just don't attack him and you'll be fine. So I mean, like, dude can make traps and stuff. I don't know, it's pretty crazy. But so he goes to the lair, and we get another memeable scene where one of the apes comes up to him and just starts screaming in his face. If anybody knows anything or has been on Twitter, it's been literally turned into a GIF. People have put their own audio over it. It's so freaking funny. Kong knocks him out. I think he knocks him out, but it looks like he's dead because his eyes are open.
Like punches him to death, but it's one punch.
It's just one punch. It's crazy.
It reminds me of the scene from Smiling Friends where he's like, "Do the game, I'll punch you. I swear to God." It's so fucker. He got knocked the fuck. Oh my god, that shit was so funny. And then immediately followed by Scar being a fucking dickhead, goes up to him and he just looks at him. He goes, "Who?" And he starts scream laughing at his fucking tooth replacement.
He starts pointing at him and just laughing. Again, another memeable moment that is now on Twitter. And then Suko starts laughing too, which he should have done that because Scar immediately kills his mom.
Yeah, his mom. Pretty fucked up. Just kicks her into lava.
Not a bit. Just kills her. So sad. And then this is where we get revealed to Shimo. Well, there's a quick fight between Kong and Scar. Kong gets the better of Scar. It's really cool though. Scar is very nimble. His whip with the spine is really sick.
And he's got like a shard on the end that controls Shimo somehow.
Yeah, and Shimo, he just points it, and Shimo will do whatever he says. And Kong has to get out of there because Shimo freezes his arm and he gets frostbite. It's, you know, when it comes to, I guess that's Kong's weakness, is if he has to fight creatures with energy blast, and if they're a lizard, Kong can't fight it without another lizard with energy blast.
I mean, that's fair. If that's somebody fair. Has a gun, I'm going to lose that fight.
Yeah,
I know, well, it doesn't seem like it, but I'm gonna lose that fight.
No, like, it makes, like, on paper, it's like, okay, yeah, big monkey versus lizard with laser. Yeah, that's easy. But, you know, if you were to say that to people whenever Godzilla versus Kong came out, they'd be like, no, monkey win because monkey's smart. It's like, well, look at it now. Who lost? Kong did. And guess who's running like a bitch again? Kong. And guess what? Godzilla's pissed, not at Kong, but he's pissed about all the people who hated him. So guess what he's gonna do? Every time Kong comes on the surface, he's like, who is that? Where is he? What's that? It's like Shane from The Walking Dead whenever
he's... What is that? What is that, huh?
It's literally that. So yeah, so Kong basically runs away with Zuko to where the Iwi tribe is at with the Gia, the girl, and that's where Trapper gets the robotic arm to put on Kong. It's super sick. It looks straight up like something from Pacific Rim. Really cool.
Yeah, it also reminds me of something else from, like, maybe Gundam or something. The way it's, like, deployed from this hangar, transforming on its way out as it, like, wraps around his arm and injects this goo, the healing goo, into him. It was just a fucking awesome sequence. If you love, like, giant monster kaiju, even mecha action, it's got everything for you right here, son. Everything you'd need.
I mean, really, too. And what's cool, too, is that it also deploys electricity, which I think is, like, a reference to...
Miles Morales, yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a reference to... in the original King Kong movie, could he shoot lightning? Was that a thing?
I don't think so. I just know that the movie was racist and he killed an octopus.
Well, no. Or, sorry, was it the Mecha King Kong?
I haven't seen that one, but probably.
I can't remember. I should have looked that up. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And, like, if you like, you know, Pacific Rim, and also too reminds of the Transformers, Michael Bay Transformers, transforming sequences. And I mean, there's crossover from that, because, you know, that all takes inspiration from Mecha and stuff. But anyway, yeah. So, basically, there's that, and then of course Kong has to go to the surface to get Godzilla's help. He goes right into Egypt, and
this is the second funniest scene in the movie, in my opinion.
Very memeable scene, because Godzilla senses him, of course, and he's like, oh, I have to go get this bitch. Godzilla jumps off a cliff from Gibraltar, sorry, and that's actually a reference to one of the past Godzilla movies, Godzilla versus Megaguirus, where he also jumps off a cliff, and he goes all the way to Egypt, and Kong is like, wait, 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 and Godzilla immediately tackles him into a pyramid. It's so fucking funny.
Immediately destroys these ancient structures with a fucking tackle, and he's like, no brakes, all gas, as fucking Kong does a suplex on his ass, saying, like, dude, chill the fuck out. I can just picture Godzilla out of breath, like, oh, but immediately getting back up to get that heat going. And he does with that fucking breath that cuts the fucking pyramids in half.
No, I was going to say, because Kong tries to drag his ass to the hollow earth, but Godzilla immediately charges up his breath and starts just lighting shit up. It's so crazy. And they're fighting. And of course, there's also a prophecy that Gia is the one that has to revive Mothra. So,
for some reason, but you know what? Fuck it. Let it happen.
So, yeah. So Mothra's back, which is super sick. I love Mothra. Mothra goes to the surface to basically calm Godzilla down, because Godzilla is going to kill Kong. Like, there's a moment too where Kong tries to stop Godzilla and he just starts wailing on him on the ground because he just won't stop. But yeah, Mothra calms him down. So they get going to Hollow Earth to fight Scar and Shimo because they're on their way. Also, too, should mention that's also part of the prophecy, is Scar and Shimo are supposed to wage war on the surface world. Godzilla was actually the one who imprisoned Scar, by the way. That makes Godzilla even more badass because he single-handedly defeated Scar and Shimo. Shimo also caused the Ice Age, should mention.
Yeah, yes. So Godzilla is ancient, which we knew that. But it also means Scar is fucking ancient too.
Yeah, because he's been down there for a long time, and now it's super sick. Shimo is also significantly bigger than Godzilla, and there's also
lanky,
like,
too. The legs are weirdly lanky,
and there's also like theories that Shimo might have been the alpha or apex before Godzilla, which is like super sick. I could see it just because that freezing power is like so OP, because they get to Hollow Earth and there's this cool fight, because
that initiation, you got to talk about how they come in there. That is the hardest scene in the entire movie.
Well, I got to mention too, the Iwi tribe. So this is where they start pulling their shit out of the ass, because the Iwi tribe had these two crystal pyramids and
three.
And there's this whole explanation where collide the two pyramids to create like an anti-gravity field,
which I don't know why they needed to do that. Like, why was that necessary?
Awesome.
It was awesome. Yes, I will say this whole sequence was ripped out of like Mob Psycho's psychic fights in the air. It was so fucking awesome.
And and there was a part in there where they were trying to explain what they're gonna do, and it literally sounded like they just kind of gave up and they were like, oh, we're going to do this because of this. And yeah, so that's going to happen. It was so funny, but you know what? Whatever. Let's do it. Also should mention, there's references. There's a little Easter egg right here where Brian Tyree Hill's character talks about how the pyramids might have been built by aliens or whatever. And then also, too, one of the podcast episodes is called Planet X on the Horizon. So these are hints that maybe in the future we're going to get more alien stuff. Maybe. But
please, I want to get some space Godzilla, because I know that fucker's huge.
But anyway, yeah. So Godzilla and Kong, they come through the Hollow Earth portal and it's super sick. It's like literally a meteor striking the area. And it's so cool because it's that charge that you see in the trailer where Godzilla and Kong are running towards Scar and Shimo, and it's just this super sick fight where as they get close up together, Kong jumps on Godzilla's back and they jump off of their respective lizards backs, and then that's when the anti-gravity comes in and there's just this cool ass zero g fight. And Mothra comes in too and starts spraying web on the other Kongs to make sure that they don't interfere in the fight.
It's yeah, really but cool. They still are, and little fucking Suko. What's his name? Suko. Okay. Suko is also fighting. He's just throwing rocks at Kongs. And I just thought it was fucking funny just seeing him throwing rocks. And then the Kongs like barely phased. And he's like, fuck, I'm going to kill you, you little shit. It's so good. But thankfully, Mothra's there to help the little baby.
Yeah. And it's super sick. Shimo was putting up a fight with Godzilla because that freeze ray is no joke. Like, it's freezing. It's freezing them.
Oh yeah, the way Godzilla gets out of that frost, it reminded me of fighting Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat and just like breaking out of the ice.
Yeah.
It's just fucking badass.
And of course, eventually the zero G does wear off. So Scar is able to escape to surface world along with Kong following him, and Godzilla and Shimo also go there. It's really cool though, because the axe that Kong has gets stuck and Suko sees it, and it's so cool. He does a little rah! Scream and then grabs the axe and jumps into the portal too.
Fuck. It's so funny seeing him wield that axe later on. It's too heavy for him.
And they end up in Rio de Janeiro. And it's another really cool like whole fight where it's mostly, well, I say mostly because it's Shimo, Godzilla now, Kong and Scar, and I'm trying to think. There's a really cool shot too where Shimo freezes the area, shooting her ice beam up into the sky, and creating like you know, affecting the weather or whatever. And so we have this whole fight. I'm trying to think everything that happens.
Millions are dying. In this entire movie, human casualties, the numbers got to be like close to a million.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's insane cuz there's a scene too where Scar grabs a top of a building with his spine whip and throws it at Kong. Kong just obliterates it. And it's just like, God damn.
There was at least one person in there sleeping.
Like, it's insane. And I'm trying to think of everything that happens here. Scar eventually gets the ever loving shit beaten out of him. Because they're struggling because Kong's able to break his whip, and it's cool too because Godzilla starts shooting at Scar, and Scar is having to dodge, ducking under buildings and stuff. And also a reference to Shin Godzilla with that pink beam being very similar. It's super crazy.
It also proves that Godzilla, I mean, if it was a 1v1,
Godzilla would win.
He would have fucking murdered that fucker easily.
Yeah, because Scar seems so intimidating. Because I remember when we were first like seeing like promotional stuff, it seemed like Scar was going to be bigger than Kong. Scar is actually shorter. It's just that he's lanky.
Remember another thing about Zuko is that he currently his size is bigger than Kong was on Skull Island, because since he grew up in the Hollow Earth, he's bigger. And since Kong was on top the surface, he was a full grown adult on Skull Island, but he still grew even bigger once he moved to Hollow Earth. So Zuko's going to be fucking massive whenever he's fully matured.
Okay. No, I was thinking that. So getting into like a little bit of like, because I was thinking that, because I will say with the science that they've kind of created in this world, gravity is different in the Hollow Earth. They still do have to suffer from like weight and stuff. But I was thinking that I was like, man, if Zuko is supposed to be the size of Kong at this age, then that means he's going to be big when he grows up. And I would love to see like another Kong variant kaiju besides Scar, obviously, because I was thinking like, I wonder, I was thinking like, oh, he's like, he's basically like Scar. But then we see other red haired baby apes. So I'm like, no, he's like a Kong, but like, you know, he just maybe a different, you know, species or whatever. But
I think Kong's going to be a mantle. I feel like we're going to lose this Kong, sadly, in a future movie. And the mantle's going to be passed down to Zuko.
I think Kong is called, I think his scientific name is Titan Kong, though.
Yeah, but King Kong.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Since Scar is dead, he's now King Kong.
Was Scar called? Scar was called Scar King, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I'm very curious about how they design. I hope Zuko stays. I hope he's a regular, and I hope they design. I'm really curious how they go with his design.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. We didn't even cover how Scar gets his ass obliterated.
No. Just getting to that. So they're able to get the crystal away that controls Shimo, and they smash it. So now Shimo is not under Scar's control, which thank God, because I was really worried. I was like, please, I hope they do not kill Shimo, because Shimo doesn't want to do this. Shimo is being controlled, is enslaved. So they're able to break the crystal, and it's super cool. So they once they do that, they kind of just beat the shit out of him. Kong grabs and holds him, and then Shimo freezes him, and then Kong breaks his body, which we actually get blood, red blood from that. It's brutal.
So it's just giant monkey chunks all over Rio de Janeiro.
Yep.
Which also, hopefully, nobody gets fucking like Mecha King Ghidorah up in here, or not Mecha King Ghidorah, Mecha Godzilla up in here with his body parts.
You know, there's so much they can do, because there's in the novelization there was mentions about how Mechagodzilla, parts of Mechagodzilla are still at Monarch facilities. There is in the movie, the world governments are pissed about the Titans, and there's like a really huge push against the Titans. And now that we've had this too, with like the pushback on Monarch, it's like, who knows what's going to happen with the governments and stuff of the world. But yeah, and there's a really cool scene where Godzilla shoots into the air to get rid of the ice or whatever, and Chimo kind of looks at him and is just like, whoa, dude. Which people are, I know it's a thing. I know Kong and Chimo are together, not like in a romantically, but
I don't know, bonded.
It did say they're bonded, because at the very end we see Kong and Chimo and Zuko go back to where the other Kongs are, and Kong pets her or scratches her chin, but
that's pet play right there.
Okay. No, people were thinking it'd be kind of crazy if Godzilla and Chimo got together and there was like a Godzilla Chimo, like, this is how we get like Manila or something, like a hybrid.
If they ever implement Manila into the Monsterverse, I need it to look so fucked up. I really need it to look fucked up. And if they don't do it right, I'm going to be a little sad, but I'll still be happy because Manila's there.
If it was a cool little Manila, I'd like that, you know.
Yeah, because, but I need it to look like the original in a fucked up way.
But wouldn't it be cool, though, if Manila was like Todoroki from My Hero Academia? He was half cold and half hot, where he had Godzilla's like heat, but also Shibo's like ice or frost. I don't know.
That would be pretty cool. And
there's something there.
Zuko becomes All Might.
Okay. All right.
Now we're cooking. We're cooking.
I'm trying to think. What else? Godzilla goes back to sleeping in Rome. Oh gosh.
And that's pretty much it. The last shot we see of Kong in the movie is just him with the scratching the chin of Shima.
Yeah, Zuko pounds his chest because he's proud. Yeah.
And we don't see the humans, I don't think. I think it just ends.
No, we see them, but they're leaving Hollow Earth. That was also something in the novelization notes or whatever, was they had spent some time in there in Hollow Earth with them, and then they returned back to the surface. Yeah. But and then also too, we do see the war bats. I don't know if anybody remembers that, the snake bat creatures that like Kong had to fight. But those guys are bad. That we saw those. We get a lot of cool like creature stuff here too. So there's still so much they can do with different enemies and stuff. So this is easily my favorite out of the MonsterVerse movies. Shimo is my new favorite kaiju design out of the MonsterVerse. I love Shimo's design. She's my favorite. She's so sick.
That is completely fair, because Shimo fucking rules. But
expect fan art.
To me, Godzilla is still number one in the MonsterVerse. I fucking love the way he looks. He's so cool. I've always loved his design.
Yeah.
Just beautiful, beautiful creatures.
I love the pink as well. Pink's my favorite color. So as soon as pink Godzilla was revealed, I was all in on it. I'm like, I love pink. They did say that Godzilla having a pink transformation is a reference to Kaioken from Dragon Ball.
Oh, hell yeah. So we're going to get fucking Ultra Instinct Godzilla at some point.
See, I was thinking, I was like, man, if they just throw in more anime references in the next Godzilla movie, that'd be so sick. They did say
this was an anime movie, pretty much. The fights were awesome. I just genuinely think that people that didn't like it probably don't like anime as well.
No, because me and Colt were talking, because I've seen so many like very negative things about the movie before going to see it, and then Colt read reviews after the movie. Like, people, come on.
You got to know what you're getting into. This is the fucking fifth movie in this series.
Like, it's so dumb because people are thinking that, oh yeah, after Godzilla Minus One, we're getting another Godzilla movie. And it has to, like, I don't know if people don't understand that these two Godzillas are in their own universes, are part of their monster. Yes, they're kaiju monster movies, but they're basically different genres with different like themes, or, you know, different feels to it. Like, it just, they both feel different, and there's a reason for that. Like, now I've seen people, thank goodness, talk about how, you know, Minus One and Godzilla movies like this can coexist. They can coexist. They can.
And also, if you know, like, something like this isn't for you, you've seen past MonsterVerse movies and you didn't like them, you don't have to watch this one.
Yeah, just do something else. I don't know, get a hobby.
That's true. That's true.
Touch grass, or, I don't know, like stuff.
That's true. Like, I just don't know how you could dislike it, man. The action is too good. It's not like action in a movie like Fast and the Furious. I know the movies like this would be paired with that, in with these people saying like they're the same quality, but I completely disagree, because I feel like the action in the Godzilla movies is way better.
It's far more entertaining for me personally. I love monsters, so. Also, should mention, the director said that if the movie does do well, that the next Godzilla movie will be focused on Godzilla and follows his journey more. Because we do with this movie, we do follow Kong more.
This was a Kong movie, 100%.
Definitely. But, you know, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it hurts it whatsoever, calling it Godzilla and Kong. I don't care. You know, Godzilla was still there. I still love him. Love Kong. So, it, you know, not a big deal. And yeah, and then also today I saw where possibly maybe they might, I don't know if it's going to be the next one, but he did say that he would love to adapt Destroya.
Yeah, I need that. But isn't he like a final boss type creature?
What do you mean?
Like, he's super fucking strong.
Yeah, but he had his own movie. I mean, all of the kaiju basically are final bosses with their own movies.
Okay. I just, the way I've read, like, people talking about him is like he's one of the strongest kaiju to ever exist.
Yeah, kind of. He is. But I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have to, like, he's going to be the they're going to have to build up to him being like the Thanos of this universe. I don't think so. Every kaiju is very strong. Like, I mean, you could say that about, you know, King Ghidorah from Godzilla King of the Monsters. King Ghidorah was basically final boss as well. But I see what you're saying, though. Destroya is very strong. Yes. But yeah, I went 4 stars. Should mention that. My rating.
I went 5 because I'm not a coward and I love it. And I think it just needs the boost on Letterboxd because there's some dumbasses that don't appreciate perfection, in my opinion.
I respect it. I respect it. It's a fun ass movie. If you go lower than 3.5, I think there's something actively wrong with you.
You just might not like action movies. You might just need to stick to something else.
I just think you hate Godzilla, and if you hate Godzilla, you hate me.
Yeah, and you hate trans people, and you hate gay people, and you hate everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad news for you. Womp womp.
Boo. But yeah, so that's our Godzilla review. Go see it if you haven't. And
yeah, definitely go see it. I mean, if you haven't seen, you don't have to watch anything before this, but if you had to watch one of them, watch the last Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah. Oh yeah, watch Godzilla versus Kong and then watch Godzilla and Kong. They're both fun.
Oh yeah, they will easily fly by in an afternoon, because I did not feel the length of this movie at all. I could have had like 40 more minutes of monsters beating the shit out of each other and I would have been happy.
That's the thing too. It's like, dude, I could keep watching this. I've never felt like, oh yeah, this is too long, this is too much. Like, no, I fucking love this shit. If it was boring or bad, sure. But it was just a fun time. I don't know.
It really was. I guess that's a Godzilla Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire, which I don't know. I just feel like the Godzilla X Kong, the title is strange.
That is kind of confusing, but it's, again,
I feel like they could have just called it like Kong the New Empire, because let's be real, Godzilla being in the front should not have been, in my opinion, just because Godzilla's got the name recognition, I know, but Godzilla's not doing much in this movie, but just being pissed off.
Yeah, I will say any criticisms we do have of this film, like I mean, the title or whatever, it doesn't really hurt the quality of it.
No.
Yeah. Which that's pretty much really the criticisms, like the title is kind of confusing. I mean, they're pulling shit out of their ass, the human stuff. But I mean, again, it's like we don't care. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know what I'm getting myself into. And I watched this for a specific reason. And that is, like I said, monkey lizard combat.
It's like, you know, when we go into other movies where we're like expecting like, you know, something very artsy, or you know, like a very fancy meal or whatever, and then it ends up being bad, that's different, you know, the quality of it. Like recently I can think of Licorice Pizza. You know, we were expecting something interesting, something, you know, with all the hype and stuff. It's from Paul Wes Anderson. It's like, okay,
and like, and maybe an adult that's not like encouraging the romance of a child, but whatever. It's, we didn't expect that, okay?
Yeah, and Licorice Pizza was bad. Don't watch Licorice Pizza. It sucks. I mean, you can watch the scene with Bradley Cooper.
Yes, Bradley Cooper, fantastic.
But yeah. So yeah, that's it. Let's get into plugs. Thank you for listening. You can listen to the All You Can Hear podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google, whatever. Follow us on Twitter at AYCH Podcasts. Leave us a review, a rating, subscribe to us. Tell us what you think. We really do appreciate any feedback or what you have to say. Follow the Backlog Boys pod on Twitter as well. Please just give us a follow. I know we haven't been on there in a while, but we, you know, it's not dead. It's just TBD at the moment. Follow Cajun Greatness. Follow the instruction booklet. Follow them. They have a bunch of cool stuff. They're good. They're great. Follow us on Blue Sky, aych podcast.bsky.social. Follow us on Instagram at aychpodcast. Follow us on twitch.tv/allyoucanhear. Follow us on YouTube, All You Can Hear, where we have all our VODs from Twitch. And you can follow me, Wenzel, on Twitter at WenzelWilking. Follow my art Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky as World of Wenzel. Follow my bookstagram, Wenzel Banters. My link tree has links for everything, including my Goodreads and my letterbox.
I'm Colt. Follow me on Twitter at ColtD00 and Blue Sky at ColtD99. I'll always be on one of those and whatever future fucking social media thing that happens. I just want to be in a place where I just want to be in a social media that was the same as Twitter pre Elon Musk.
Yeah, I know.
One day we'll get there. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Ow.